in the limelight.
If there is any wisdom left in Washington, the U.S. regime, which without the least doubt the leading purveyor of terrorism throughout the world, will stop its provocations not only against China or Russia, but against all other countries, including the Islamic Republic of Iran, which for the past 42 years has defied and defeated Uncle Sam's economic terrorism. Dear listeners, what you heard was part of an article written by Kayhan International staff writer. This article is published under the heading, U.S.'s Suicidal Bid Against China. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. The United States is daydreaming if it thinks its provocative policies vis-a-vis China, including sanctions, increased support for Taiwan's secession from the mainland, militarization of the South China Sea, upgrading of hypersonic weapons, and the poisonous propaganda of the Western media horns, will destroy Beijing's rapidly growing economy and military might and force it into submission to Washington. China, following the latest sanctions imposed by the U.S. on its industries, has made it clear that its retaliatory measures will make the American politicians pay a heavy price and force them to eat the humble pie. China has the natural resources, skilled manpower, technological edge, monetary reserves, political clout, and above all, the determination to defy and defeat the upstart U.S. Beijing has thus dismissed the sanctions on some 40 Chinese companies and said it is obvious the U.S. has reached the point of hysteria in view of the fact that its policies lack moral principles. Analysts believe that the U.S. meddling in East Asian region is bound to boomerang, since sooner or later Taiwan will have no choice but to be part of one single China. While Hong Kong, after the end of the British occupation in 1997, has long been absorbed into the People's Republic. As for the American militarization of the South China Sea, this provocative bid is opposed by both South Korea and Japan, which, though pro-US at present, know that their destiny is intertwined with China and not with an outside power that seeks to exploit them for its own nefarious goals. And this is the reason Washington has become desperate, and its Missile Defense Agency, MDA, has recently signed a contract with Stratolaunch to develop the Talon A hypersonic test vehicle to simulate Russian and Chinese hypersonic weapons. Hypersonic weapons are designed to defeat current missile defense systems by flying at 5 times the speed of sound and performing evasive maneuvers during their terminal phase. It is a technology in which the U.S. lags far behind China and Russia, and unable to match these two superpowers, has resorted to propaganda to fool the American people and deceive its clients around the world. This will not work in view of the fact that an arms race especially is not to the benefit of anyone involved and only facilitates collective destruction. Thus, if there is any wisdom left in Washington, the U.S. regime, which without the least doubt the leading purveyor of terrorism throughout the world, will stop its provocations not only against China and Russia, but against all other countries, including the Islamic Republic of Iran, which for the past 42 years has defied and defeated Uncle Sam's economic terrorism.